This is Tom Dienhart talking to Jerry Palm of CBS Sports. He's the bracketologist. Jerry's got a great resume and is regarded as one of the foremost authorities when it comes to figuring out which teams look like they're going to be in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, Jerry, just to start, sort of talk a little bit about Illinois' recent win over Ohio State, maybe what that means to the Illini and their NCAA hopes.
Oh, that was huge for Illinois because, well, obviously it's their best win so far this season. But it, you know, they've beaten Gonzaga earlier, and Gonzaga's a top 25 team. You know, but I think it's for Illinois in terms of their tournament resume. I mean, that's, you know, Ohio State is going to be at the end of the season, you know, probably among the top five teams in the country if they don't have any injuries or anything like that. And that's just going to be a huge feather in their cap going forward. And then, you know, I think looking ahead, too, I think it gives Illinois a lot of confidence going forward, you know, through a very difficult Big Ten schedule because, you know, the Big Ten is the top-rated league this year by far in the RPI. And you're playing somebody, you know, good who's capable of beating you every week at least once and maybe twice. And that kind of a win is just a real big confidence booster for Illinois.
You talked about the Big Ten being, you know, the top conference in America. Jerry, at this point, how many teams do you see from the conference in the Big Dance?
Well, I'm in the middle of doing a bracket right now. I think there's going to be 8 Big Ten teams in that bracket. And I think that's probably the realistic maximum. I think it's going to be difficult for Penn State, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota to fight for tournament spots. Just with what they did in non-conference play, in Minnesota's case, you know, with the injury to Mbakwe, really hurting them. But I think all the other 8 teams are all going to be fighting for tournament spots deep into February, and it's possible that all 8 teams could make the tournament, which would be a lot from a 12-team league.
Which teams do you have sort of, I guess, as the quote-unquote last in, or maybe that still have kind of flimsy resumes that could really use maybe some enhancement to their resume?
Well, at this point, you know, Wisconsin's really slumping and used to be invincible at home. And all of a sudden now the Kohl Center is a place that teams are going in and winning, and not just good teams like Marquette, but, you know, teams that are not quite tournament quality like Iowa are going in there and winning. And so, you know, Wisconsin's struggles lately have pushed them from, you know, what looked like, you know, a top 15 team, you know, earlier in the season to now, you know, you wonder if they can't get this thing turned around, if they'll even make the tournament. Purdue has been struggling some on the road, although they got a big win in Minnesota. And the thing that was important about that game for Purdue was that they had a big lead and started to blow it. And, you know, if you're a Purdue fan, you know, you're thinking Butler, you're thinking Xavier. And then, but they were able to finish the job and finish that win, and that's a big deal for Purdue because they're going to have to play well on the road if they're going to make the tournament. And then also Northwestern. Northwestern is going to be a team, you know, looking to make their first ever NCAA tournament, and isn't going to have a whole lot of margin for error because they didn't really pick up the big non-conference wins. They're going to have to make their mark in the league.
In your mind, Jerry, who's the best Big Ten team right now?
Indiana. But I think, you know, again, they have to do it on the road. And then Michigan State also has been just terrific since opening 0-2 and losing, you know, neutral court games to North Carolina and Duke, and there's certainly no shame in that. But Indiana and Michigan State are, I would say, the half a step ahead of Ohio State at the moment, who just can't seem to win on the road.
And then as far as number one seeds, Jerry, realistically, is this a conference that may get 2 number one seeds?
Yeah, by the time this is all done shaking out, that is a possibility. But the hard thing for the Big Ten in terms of 2 number one seeds is you've got 3 teams that are really competitive at the top that are going to play each other. Somebody's going to lose those games. And while you've got maybe a Syracuse running through the Big East, you've got Duke and Carolina, is a very top-heavy ACC, might, you know, be able to, and of course Kentucky, are all teams that might be able to put together records and resumes that'll eclipse Big Ten teams who are, you know, busy beating each other up through a very difficult league.
Great, Jay. I appreciate your time, sir, and it'll be interesting to see how the rest of January continues to unfold, and we'll be talking real soon.
Okay, thanks.